Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 273 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. This is our third and final week of coverage for SETC 2012. This week I've got joining me Bethany Sparks, Paul Bowick, Michael Morrison, Keone Fuque, Bree Greer, and Michael Martin. And we'll get into that right after these brief messages. If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow. All right, I'm joined by Bethany Sparks, and you've got a different angle, they say?
I do. I'm here for job contact, and I'm also volunteering for the conference.
Okay.
My angle is marketing and development for the arts.
Okay.
So I'm a graduating senior from Center College in Danville, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, I know where Center is. I used to live in Kentucky.
You
used to live, nobody's ever heard of it, Berksville, Kentucky, but...
I know where that is. I've lived in Kentucky all my life.
Oh, well, good. You know, good. So you're here, you're looking, how does one who's looking for a marketing administration sort of deal, you go to job contact service, but what does that mean?
Well, you go into the room and it's overwhelming how many organizations are there, and they're all theaters and arts organizations that I've heard of and dreamed of working for. So it's a little bit of a shell-shocked feeling when you first walk into the room. And then, you know, you take a deep breath and you just go in and go. And for me, that means I market myself. I put on my marketing face, put on my marketing smile, and, you know, I just go in and present the work that I love doing.
And you just go from booth to booth to booth? Is that how that works?
You just go from booth to booth to booth, and you do as many interviews as you can fit in.
Wow.
Sometimes it's just dropping off a resume. Sometimes it's just a little conversation here and there. A couple of theaters I've just dropped off resumes and within 2 hours gotten a call to ask for an interview. And sometimes you just sit down at their booth and have an interview right there.
Right.
Which is oftentimes the best way to do it.
Right. You're right there in immediate.
Yes.
So how's the feedback been for you?
It's been amazing. Absolutely amazing. I feel so confident that I'm going to have a job like next week.
Well, good. I don't want to jinx you or anything, so we're not gonna ask you specific about which ones.
Well, I can tell you some of the places that I'm looking at.
Okay,
Arena Stage in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
They have an incredible fellowship program that I am just in love with. Center Stage in Baltimore, they have a program that's very, very similar. And all of these are professional internships where I would be walking in as a staff member, doing real work, really making a difference for these organizations and for the arts in our society today. So it's just been amazing to walk into these, you know, like I said, these organizations that I've just, you know, dreamed of working for.
Mm.
Those two, Lexington Children's Theater is another that I wasn't expecting to interview with. And that was a wonderful interview. That was one of the best ones so far. And with Georgia Shakespeare, let's see, where else? The O'Neill in Connecticut. Yeah, lots of big names, lots of big opportunities.
Right. So what's the end result for you?
The end result is, well, like I said, I'm graduating in May, and I'm hoping to have a job and just go right into the workforce. Have a couple more years of experience to my resume, and then go to grad school.
Okay. So, do you want to run a theater someday, or you strictly just want to do marketing, or, I mean, in result, I guess?
My long-term goal would be to be someone like Ben Cameron, who is a speaker for arts advocacy.
Okay.
That would be dream job.
Well, we need more people like that. So, no, switch gears here. You also are volunteering for SETC.
I am volunteering
for
SETC.
So, what have they had you do?
They have had me working the information booth, having me work the merchandise table. This morning I helped Judy do some marketing and just PR work with some of the exhibitors. And it's just been great. You know, I walked into this. I haven't volunteered with SETC before. And they just have been wonderful. They just take you right in and you just join the force.
Here it is.
That's right. You're just thrown right into it. But it's a wonderful opportunity. I've met so many people, even just walking through the expo this morning with Judy, just, you know, meeting the people that were setting up and, you know, introducing myself. It's just all more marketing opportunities.
So. Well, great. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, so here we are. Michael Morrison, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is SETC day 12. I don't know. So you just come in, right? Today's your just, it's Friday as we record this, but you're just here today and tomorrow, correct?
Yep. Just came have a doing King Lear in Memphis, so I couldn't come in.
Cool. Nice. Where are you doing King Lear?
New Moon Theater Company at Theater Works in Memphis.
Okay. And when does that go up, since we're doing a theater podcast about theater?
It goes up on Good Friday and runs for 4 weeks.
Nice. And you don't, do you happen to know any contact information off the top of your head?
Newmoontheater.com.
There it is. Check it out. King Lear. Who are you in King Lear?
I play several roles. I'm the King of France. I'm the servant that kills Cornwall, and I play several other little one-two-liner roles in there.
Okay. So how's it going? When did your rehearsal start?
They started 2 weeks ago, actually. We opened in 3.5 weeks. So.
Wow. Cool. You'll have to come over to Franklin, Tennessee, because I'm playing Lenny in Of Mice and Men at the Boiler Room Theater.
Nice.
April 13th through May 5th. Just throw that out there. A little subliminal plug for my own stuff there. So you're here at SATC doing grad school. You got a number?
My number is 30.
30.
So not too early, not too late, not in the middle where they're all falling asleep.
Good. So do you have any front runners or schools that you're really interested in, or is it just kind of, I'm going to see what I get and go from there?
I'm really going to see what I get. I will talk to pretty much every school that wasn't talking to someone about a callback in the big old college room, little whatever it's called, with all the booths and stuff. And I really, really, really like West Virginia and Ohio, and Alabama has a really good program. Arkansas has a really good program. Looking for a school that will not only train me as a professional actor, but really help me learn how to teach as well. So in case I want to do that later on in life, I already say, hey, I've taught this class at this college, and I can go and, support a family and not be a poor actor forever.
To dream the impossible dream. But West Virginia, you need to tell the people West Virginia, you'll probably meet Lee Blair.
Yeah, I did meet Lee Blair.
Okay, so I know Lee, so you can say.
Looking at a couple New York programs, too. You know, I can't turn musical theater down.
It's in your blood. It is in your blood, actually, from what I remember. So number 30, why don't you slate for me? We'll get a practice slate for tomorrow. Yeah.
My name is Michael Morrison. I am number 30. I will be singing a song from the musical The Life called Use What You Got, and I will be performing a piece from the play The Living.
Well, there you are. Break legs, man, and best of luck.
Thanks.
Thanks for stopping by.
You always do that.
All right, so I'm joined by Corey Cavanaugh, another member of the Dream Team. So welcome, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
So Dream Team kind of make you your work to get this to happen, right? You're the kind of the ground force for SETC.
Yes, sir. We're the production force behind the scenes. So.
Okay. So what is your particular responsibilities?
I have mainly been in charge of working the convention gear booth and selling items for the conference. All the proceeds of everything that we do goes back to scholarship for SETC, which helps so much for the students that are upcoming and trying to get scholarships to go to college and graduate schools and whatnot.
Okay. So when you are not dream teaming, what do you do?
I have not had that much time off this week. Other than that, I'm a stage manager. I do a lot of stage management work and keep myself very busy with that.
Okay. Where are you based?
I'm from Lenoir Ryan University in Hickory, North Carolina.
Okay.
We do a lot of smaller shows, but this year we did the Three Penny Opera, and it's much larger scale, so it's been fun to try to go directly from that into this. So.
Okay. Cool. So, do they let you out? Do you get to attend any workshops, or you?
We have done some workshops. They have us do some surveys and see what's going on in the conference and how people are reacting to the different events. We have had some time to do our job contact and everything that we need to do as students still. Mm-hmm. So it's been very good.
So have you had success through your through this conference? You personally?
I have. I've got some very promising stuff in the job contact, and I've got some interviews scheduled, and I'm excited to.
And so you're looking for stage management work?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for stopping by.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, so I'm joined by Bree Greer from Owensboro High School. Welcome, Bree. How are you?
I'm good.
So, I'm good. So, Owensboro's in Kentucky, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're here at SETC for doing what?
We brought a show. We were runner-up at our competition we had to go to, so we came to perform our show.
And what was your show?
It was called Woman in War by Jack Hilton Cunningham.
Okay. And what's your involvement with that show?
My mom is the director of the show, and my sister is one of the actors. So I just kind of did tech for the show.
Okay. Now, is tech more of what you want to do, or you want to do anything?
I like acting, and I like tech, so I kind of like both of it, I guess. But I just do lots of tech with my mom.
So what is it like bringing in a show to SETC? I mean, how is the schedule there? Is it rushed, or do you get plenty of time?
Bring the set in and stuff?
Yeah, like the whole experience, I guess.
I love SETC. I just think it's a really good atmosphere. Like, it's really organized backstage because everyone has their own square. It's a 10x10 square, and you have to put your set in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 20 minutes to go on stage and figure out how things go, and you can mark stuff. And it's just really organized, and they know what they're doing.
Okay. So have you already done your performance?
Yes, we did. We performed on Thursday at 1:30.
And how did it go?
I think it went well. The adjudicators seemed to like it, so I hope they did.
Okay. Have you been able to attend any of the workshops?
I saw two plays this morning.
Okay.
One was called Blessed Assurance. I thought it was really good. It was a one-person show.
Okay.
And it was like an hour and 30 minutes long, and it was awesome.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm joined by number 644, Michael Martin. How are you, Michael?
Doing all right.
So, 644, you're auditioning today as we record, Saturday.
Yeah.
Where are you from? And
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, but I go to school in Mary, Kentucky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're here looking for summer work?
Yes.
Okay.
Summer work.
Now you, what, junior, senior?
I'm a senior.
Okay. So it's really important that you get something lined
yeah,
up for the
very true.
For the summer, right? So is this your first time at SETC?
Yes, this is my first time at SETC.
Okay.
I've been to other Unified auditions. So.
Cool. Did you just get in like a couple of days, or you've been here the entire time?
I got in yesterday around 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And came straight here to register.
Have you done any workshops, or are you just kind of preparing?
No, I didn't get to. When I got here yesterday from Murray, I was a little tired, so I ate and I took a nap. Yeah.
So, cool. So, you audition later today, or what are you? Are you singing and acting, mm-hmm. or just
I go to the holding room at 12:30, and I'm doing acting and singing. So a minute and 30 seconds, and pretty excited for it.
Cool. Well, why don't you slave for me, and we'll wish you the best of luck.
Hello, I'm Michael E. Martin, number 644.
All right, thanks for stopping by. Break legs.
Nice to meet you.
All right, so I'm joined by Paul Bowick. Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida Southern College in lovely Lakeland, Florida, which
okay.
is just between Tampa and Orlando. No one knows exactly where it's at, so I kind of always
Well, I did grad school.
Button-end it that way.
I did grad school down in South Florida, Boca Raton. So
okay.
I know the rough neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So you're here at SETC, and what
for? Are you here to do a workshop? Or are you
yeah,
here
I hear I did a workshop on Michael Chekhov and Konstantin Stanislavski. Kind of combined the two and talked about the inner landscape, the thinking, the feeling, and the will life of the character, and how to engage those for students who sometimes get in their heads. We're just it's such an information age,
right?
That it's good to have them try to. How can they drop it into their feeling life and their will life?
Right.
Also to audition juniors and seniors who are looking for colleges for the future.
Sure.
And to go to workshops myself and to network with some of the professional theater people that I know from my past because I was an actor for 12 years. So it's just good time to reconnect right. with those old friends
sure.
and say hi. And who obviously will hire some of my students someday.
Right,
so
right,
it's,
right.
It's a great, great conference. It's an unbelievable conference. It's the largest in the nation.
And right. It's a... So you've done your workshop already?
Yeah, I did it the very first day.
Okay, so how did it go?
It went wonderful. I had 60 students in the room, and they were very engaged in the workshop, and I received a number of positive comments, and I think it was a good time. I think some students learned some things about archetypal gestures, which is how to a pure expression of pure will.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full body expression of pure will. How to drop it in a little deeper.
Right.
So they have those objectives and those actions, and we kind of talked about how those can help you engage on a deeper level. And then also some archetypal gestures, which kind of put those in the body. Like,
right.
I want to smash, or I want to lift, or I want to throw, or I want to push and pull. And those universal archetypes are in every scene.
Right.
And once we understand that, we start to see them even as we read the script. So we can really see the underlying dramatic action of a play
okay.
through those.
So what drew you personally to this work? This Chekhov and
I was a huge Stanislavski fan in graduate school, and a few years ago, I went to a workshop at SCTC with a gentleman who did an introduction to Chekhov ideas and some of his approaches, and it just got me back to playing in the sandbox like a little kid. Chekhov's very much about the imagination, not repeating yourself all the time. What if I was Hamlet? What if I was, you know? So it's more like. Through the creative imagination, you can create anybody. Through an invisible body, through these archetypal gestures, through quality of movement, you can find the emotional life. So it's a kind of a very imaginative approach, and it reminds me of getting back in the sandbox like when I was a little kid and just playing and having fun. And it reinvigorated me, that workshop did, and so I went out and I studied it, and it's a wonderful approach. It's a nice additional approach. I mean, Meisner's great, Stanislavski's great, but Chekhov should also be studied as well in that triune kind of approach. I think it's great. That's really what drew me to it.
Okay, cool. So give me the name of your college and your name again, and how people that listen to this that might be interested in your college, how they can reach you reach someone.
Yeah, there. We're at Florida Southern College, and my name is Paul Bowick. We have a BA, a BFA in acting and in technical theater, and we also have a BFA coming soon in musical theater. So you can always reach me at pbawick, that's pbawek, at flsouthern.edu. And I'd be happy to talk to you about theater or our program.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm joined by Keone Fuque, a Dream Team member number 3 to stop by. So welcome, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
We know that you guys are the ground force of the SETC. So, what have been your responsibilities?
Oh wow! So I guess first I'll start with saying this is my 7th or 8th convention. So I've been doing it for about 7 or 8 years, not straight through, but I had some in between time. I usually am one of the main hosts for the keynote speakers. So usually I pick them up at the airport. Guide them through their time here, and it's been a very enjoyable experience because I get to meet all the,
right.
I call them the special VIP people.
And you were with Roger yesterday, right?
I was with Roger yesterday.
Yeah.
Very, very enlightening man, an artist in general. But that's the exciting part. I think I really like my if you want to call it a station here, or my duties here while I'm at SCTC. It's a lot of fun. I get to meet people like Roger Robinson and Ann Bogart. That's probably my favorite story. We were, I don't remember what year that was, but we were in Orlando and made friends with Ann Bogart through this position here with the Dream Team and being a host for her. And if you don't know who she is, she's the artistic director of City Company in New York. And what's unique about their company, they combine this technique called Suzuki with viewpoints, and it was something I was very, very interested in at the time. And so we had lunch, and we talked a lot, and she was very inspiring to who I wanted to become as an actor and a director. And that's what's great about these dream team positions, mm-hmm. is that even though I'm no longer a student, it's very I'm now in a position where I help mentor the younger dream team members to become hosts and take advantage of that same kind of opportunity. Like I think you may have talked with Jamar.
Yes.
I was mentoring him to as a host for Roger as well.
Right.
And so he was able to make that contact and have good conversations with him to hopefully inspire him to become the artist that he hopes to be.
Cool. So when you're not dream teaming, what do you do?
Currently now, for the past 3 years, I've been acting and directing and teaching at in the Gulf Coast. So I currently teach at the University of South Alabama and the University of Mobile, both in Mobile, Alabama. I'm an assistant professor in acting and directing at the University of Mobile, and I'm an adjunct faculty member at South Alabama. I teach acting and directing. I'm mostly a movement-oriented mm-hmm. actor and director in that sense. That's why I was talking about Suzuki before mm-hmm. with Ann Bogart. Since that time, I've really grasped what Suzuki means to me and how I use it in my work.
So when you're not hosting here at SCTC, do you get any time to go see workshops? Have you been in anything that was a highlight for you this time around?
This time around, I've been too busy to visit all the workshops, but I did go to, because I was hosting Roger at the time, I went to his master workshop that he coached a lot of. There's a select few of individuals that were pre-selected ahead of time to go through an audition round, and Roger gave them all some coaching. It was really inspiring. It was good. It's always nice to hear. I mean, it's interesting. A lot of acting notes are very similar. Listen to same similar classes with like different agents and different acting coaches and on both the East and West Coast, and it was very interesting to hear similar notes, but yet from a different person, like Rogers, really making it about vulnerability is what he really, really likes to highlight, making things more vulnerable. And I think that speaks to younger individuals better. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Choices.
Right. So you're able to take what you see here and translate it into your own teaching?
Correct.
And grow still, developing your craft constantly, so that's good.
Well, in any field, you got to do that kind of thing.
Right.
Like if you're in the computer industry, you got to make sure you keep up with what's current in technology.
Right.
Well, yeah, you can't just stay the same in this industry either. You got to know what everyone else is doing. And I mean, also since I'm still young, a young teacher here, but those younger before me have their own way too, and I need to make sure I can communicate that to them and on their level or their vocabulary or how they like to articulate their feelings with their art in the same kind of way. We all kind of, different generations have their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah, this was great.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. So that's it. This wraps up our coverage of the Spring SETC Theater Conference down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'd like to thank Bethany Sparks, Paul Bowick, Michael Morrison, Keone Fuque, Bree Greer, and Michael Martin for appearing on this episode. I'd also like to take a little bit of time to thank the SETC folk. Judy especially has been really wonderful in helping me line up people to talk to and just kind of guide me around and direct people my way for the recordings. I greatly appreciate her. I greatly appreciate all the volunteers and the dream team work and everything that these good folks here at the Southeastern Theater Conference do to put put this little shindig together. So next week we're going to get into Humana coverage, so that'll be exciting. Maybe a little preview, maybe a little episode about Humana. We might actually have coverage depending on the calendar. So until next time, hey, if you want to be part of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, call 615-866-1282 or put in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Until next time, hey, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.